Yes, sir.
Case number 10128, Northern Star LLC, south of Route 1, being Lot 2, a special use exception to replace an existing billboard.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
A different type of request from me, coming back in front of you all, asking for what you guys suggested we did last time. Last time we were here, we asked for 2 12-by-40 billboards side by side. You granted the variance and asked us if we'd reconsider coming back for a single pole billboard.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my client that night. He didn't have a problem with it. We think your suggestion is great. I don't know if you've got an elevation. I turned in some this evening.
Mm-hmm.
What it'll look like. I think you're right. I think that it's a much better appearance for your county. So we're here asking you to approve what your idea was, I guess. But it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you.
I think so. We bring it together, right?
And you asked me for some details.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like a 40-foot height. We've studied the area. You're right. The one across the street is approximately 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's higher than where we are. We are lower than the road where we are. The road dips down there.
Mm-hmm.
The land behind us is the county. If we're at 40 feet and we have 24 foot of billboard, height-wise, we need 3 feet between it. That'll put the bottom of the structure, the catwalk,
mm-hmm.
at 10 feet. I feel 10 feet's the appropriate height. Believe it or not, I tell people to always put signs at the bottom of 10 feet because most kids can't jump and grab the rim.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we leave it at that height, we won't have any problem with an attractive nuisance. Kids trying to climb on the structure. Kids. 16-year-old kids, I can put it 15 feet, 20 feet near to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about
the smaller ones.
The smaller ones.
Sure.
So that's
makes
why
sense.
We, after thinking about it, that's what we came up with.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, the only problem I see here is that it wasn't advertised for a height variance.
Yeah. It's the only thing. You don't have for, you didn't ask for a height variance.
Advertise it.
Huh?
We'll do that if we have to.
Okay,
we'll
we're
going to
take, yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Yep, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was missed. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
If you want to table it and let us re-advertise it, could that be done?
Or, well, we can approve it and then you can apply for the height variance.
Well, he's already been approved for the side-by-sides, so
right.
Well,
really, there's no sense to even deal with it if you don't have the height variance, because they can't do a stack.
Just deny it.
Or can you do a stack without a height variance?
No.
Can't do it without the height? Okay.
No.
Ben, thanks.
Not unless he puts it on the ground and puts them on.
Anybody can dunk at 5 feet, too.
Well, not only that, the whole structure would only be on the ground.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't work at all.
So you'd have to come back then.
Yeah, we'd have to take the advice of you and your attorney. If you want us to come back, or you want to table it, or let us pay to re-advertise it, we'll do it any way you want us to do it.
Counsel, what do you feel? You have to come back with it?
It's going to have to be advertised for the variance, because that's really independent from a special use exception.
Just redo it and advertise for this, at the height and the, both of them together.
If you just leave with Ms. Jackson, what she'd like us to do, I'm sorry, Isaacs, right? No, it's Isaacs.
Yeah, okay. We're starting to do that.
And we'll be glad to do whatever you tell us to do.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it's been the practice of the board to, in cases similar to this, to not charge the applicant for the second fee. So I would make that a motion that the applicant could reapply for a height variance without additional fees.
Do you have a second to that motion? Wait a minute, we got to act on this near first, though. We'd have to deny this one then, right?
Denied is, is unnecessary because he's already got a special use exception for the billboard anyway.
Right.
So if you deny this one as unnecessary, then he can reapply for the height variance for the special use you've
special
already
use.
Granted.
Right.
So moved.
Are you making a motion to deny this one? Okay, do I have a second?
I make a motion that we find this unnecessary and allow him to reapply and no additional fee.
Yeah, they get marked as denied as unnecessary. That way they
okay.
get them off
right.
the books. Otherwise, they
get denied as unnecessary. and then allow him to, then we make the other motion. Okay, do I have a, we got a motion on the floor by Mr. Mills that we deny this case here, is it being unnecessary?
Second.
So we have a second by Mr. Workman. So all those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That motion carried. Now, we have a motion. Mr. Mills, you making another one?
Motion, yes, to allow the applicant to reapply without a fee.
Without, and waive the fee. Okay, do we have, we have a motion by Mr. Mills to allow the applicant to reapply for a height variance and that the fee be waived. Okay, I have a second that motion. I have a second by Mr. Workman. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you,
you understand?
Gentlemen. Yep.
Okay. Ms. Isaacs, I'll help you. This is unnecessary.
Case number